Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is the coach of one of the hottest teams in the entire country. At the time that we're recording this, they're riding a 13-game winning streak. Join us now as the head coach and general manager of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Battleford North Stars, Braden Klimowski. Braden, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it here.
Battleford is in first place right now in the 12-team SJHL standings. An incredible 20-1 record. What's it like to be a part of a run like that?
You know what? It's kind of crazy, to be honest. You know, like, I think overall it's obviously exciting and everything, and the boys are playing, you know, obviously really well and stuff. But sometimes it gets on your nerves the other way, where you want to make sure that your guys are going and keep them going every night, you know, against, you know, weaker opponents, to make sure that we're still improving, still getting better. You know, it's crazy to think that we are 20-1 at times, you know, and we got to remind ourselves, even in our room, where, you know, maybe we're negative about something or whatever a night, and, you know, we still win or something. It's like, you know, we're still 20-1, you know, it's a great start. You know, we got to make sure that we're balancing, you know, the positivity as well as the negativity.
You now got national recognition. You guys are ranked second overall in the latest CJHL Top 20 rankings.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's awesome, but how do you balance that in your room to say to the guys, okay, guys, we're good, but not good enough to get cocky about it? So what's your approach as a head coach to keep these guys on track, to keep things going like this?
You know what? And I think what it really helped was, you know, we won our league last year and we played you know, Portage in the Anvit Cup. So that's the series that we play with the Manitoba League, where the winner out of that goes to the national tournament. So what ended up happening last year is we won our league thinking, you know, we're pretty darn good. You know, like, we won the SJHL, we're feeling good about ourselves. We go play Selkirk and they beat us in five. You know, and it was like, we know now, I think, that, hey, it's great to be ranked where we are and everything, but, you know, once we see what, you know, Selkirk did to us, and then see what Selkirk did at the national tournament, which they might have won one game or something, goes to show you, like, where we got to get to by, you know, March and April, you know, April, May type of thing, is, you know, we got to keep getting better. You know, I think the one thing is the human nature, and that's, like, we feel good about ourselves. Once we start relaxing, you know, that's when it becomes an issue, right? So I think that's kind of our message, and that's kind of what we're trying to drill into these players, is we got to get better every day, because, you know, all the teams in our league are going to get better. They're going to keep, you know, coming after us. We got to make sure we're doing our part. Otherwise, you know, teams aren't only going to start beating us, they're going to pass us. So I think, you know, we're trying to drill it in them as much as we can without being too negative, where I don't want them to think that winning is a bad thing either, where they feel like we're always negative either. So it's kind of a balance of everything. I was kind of joking with my assistant, it's almost been more work this year at times than other years, where, you know, you're playing to win every game, you know, and you're just trying to get better. And just now you're just so much worried about yourself, to make sure that we're doing our part, to make sure that we just keep doing the right things, and hopefully we're going to keep seeing results.
In conversation with Braden Klimowski, the head coach and general manager of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Battleford's North Stars. You spent 4 years as assistant coach with the Humboldt Broncos. You even played four seasons with the Broncos, part of a national junior championship team back in 2008. You knew a lot of the people: Dean Brockman, Ryan Smith, Darcy Hogan, Dana Bronze. With all that happened, with that incredible tragedy, do you find yourself times in disbelief that these are people you knew? This was a city that you played in. Now that you've got this behind you in your rearview mirror, how much has it changed you as a person?
I think it changed me big time. You know, like if you look at it, you know, it just I feel like it's a blessing every day that I'm here. You know, like, really, it was, you know, my hometown team. I was coaching it, and, you know, deciding that, you know, one year, I mean, for some reason, I felt like, you know, you just needed a change and, you know, try something different, where, you know, I got feeling said that I should go to Drumheller, and all of a sudden I go to Drumheller for that year, and and that crash happened. You know what I mean? And, you know, you just, obviously, you knew, you know, I knew lots of the players, the coaching staff, obviously, and kept close ties with them. And, you know, to see that all happen is almost, you know, surreal at in some point. So, you know, do I feel lucky to be here? Absolutely, you know, and, you know, I'm just, I feel grateful every day, to be honest.
Does it make you feel like you want to contribute that much more to the game moving forward in their honor and their memory?
Absolutely. You know, I think so. You know, I think, you know, you look at the passion that all those guys brought to that, you know, to their jobs, you know, someone like Darcy who, you know, is Cork Covenant and stuff. Like, we have a post-it in, you know, beside our room for a reason. I think, you know, I learned lots from him and his values and in the sport. And, you know, I think there's a lot that I took from the players and leadership groups and everything that is making me a better coach today. And, you know, I think the one thing that I try and do is learn from all my past experiences, and that's, you know, all my coaches and everything. And, you know, I think that's so important. And especially now that, you know, you feel like you're playing for them almost at times, and you want to make sure that you're doing whatever you can to make sure that I'm doing my best job possible in those situations.
Well, Braden, certainly sounds like you've got things in perspective. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I appreciate it. Congratulations on this incredible win streak, and keep her going, and we'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks.
You know what? Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
That was Battleford's North Stars head coach and general manager, Braden Klimosko. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.